Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. The Spanish language TV network Univision is getting together with ABC News to launch a new TV channel tonight. It'll be called Fusion, and it'll be aimed at the millennial generation. I spoke with the network's CEO, Isaac Lee.
What we have to know is that when we're talking to this generation, we are talking to progressive people that understand that the country is changing, that the way California looks today is the way that the United States is going to look today. Hmm. And they want to be part of that society and enjoy it.
So it's a pretty good bet that the stalled immigration reform bill is going to come up on Fusion's opening night in the network's interviews with President Obama and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, which brings us to a small but important point in the immigration debate. Did you know that if you really want to come to the U.S., you can get in very quickly for a price? All you need is an EB-5 visa, which is also known as a millionaire's visa. Lauren Cohen helps people get them. She's an attorney in Boca Raton, Florida. She's with us from WPBI in West Palm Beach. Lauren, is it hard for people to get these visas?
That's the $64,000, or should we say the million-dollar question. It's not easy. It's a very arduous process. The reason is because essentially you're giving somebody residency in exchange for an investment. The key is you have to create the jobs. And then 2 years later, if the jobs are not still there, the people that have been given their green cards will lose them.
Well, I imagine that most of the people who are hearing you talk about this are not people who are in the market for these EB-5 visas, but they're American citizens who are wondering what they're getting out of this deal. Can you tell us what kind of projects some of these investors are working on? What is our economy getting from giving these EB-5 visas to people who are willing to come in here and invest?
There are projects that we are in our own backyards that we have no idea have been funded by EB-5 funding. There's restaurant franchises, there's hotels, there's convention centers, there are assisted living facilities, healthcare, facilities for hearing impaired, educational facilities, you name it. These days, everybody is in the EB-5 space or getting into it. Real estate developers love EB-5 because it's an inexpensive way to raise capital. So, for example, if you're building a hotel, you're creating a lot of jobs. So this is an easy way to raise money without having to give away a huge amount of equity, because the purpose of the investment is to get the green card.
Now, Singapore had a similar visa. Also, by the way, we should say Australia and New Zealand have similar ones. So does the UK. But in Singapore, they discontinued it because these foreign investors were coming in and bumping up the value of property. And it was making it very expensive for people who live in Singapore to afford their property. Are there things that are downsides of this?
Well, you know, there's different perspectives on immigration and immigration reform, as we all know. I'm very into or very, very high on bringing investment in, because these investments create jobs. What people are afraid of is that it's taking away jobs from Americans. That's not true, because the key is that you have to create 10 jobs, 10 full-time jobs for each investor, and those jobs have to be filled by an American. They can't be filled by the foreign investor or the foreign investor's family.
But there is a fairness issue here, whether it's fair for people to be able to pay to leapfrog the process.
You know, that's very true, and it definitely does come up from time to time. I would say that it's unfortunate, but we do live in a capitalist society, and unfortunately or fortunately, money talks. And there's no other way to bring foreign investment money in other than to offer an incentive. And I say that with a grain of salt, because, you know, obviously foreign investors are often investing in entities here that have no correlation to a green card. This one has a direct correlation to something tangible that is required to create jobs. Hmm. So there's a very high level of diligence involved on our part and the part of the immigration attorneys and securities attorneys to make sure that the jobs are real and that they're going to be there 2 years from now, because we would hate to see investors come in and 2 years later lose their green cards after they brought their whole families.
Lauren Cohen is a Boca Raton, Florida-based attorney behind eCounsel, which helps foreigners who want to get so-called millionaire visas create business plans. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jeremy.